So good morning, everybody, and welcome. Making sure that you are comfortable, that you don't have to move through the practice. So today I'm going to lead you through a meditation practice to take you into the heart space. It's a different to the Hridayakash practice. And we're going to use a little affirmation as your anchor. And the reason I want to do this practice today is that I'm noticing we're sort of coming to that stage where we've all been pretty isolated for a while, but coming to terms with all of that. But now we've got to start coming to terms with what's next. What are we going to do now? What's happening next? And no one really knows. And there's a lot of confusion and discontent and a lot of fear involved in the next steps of what's going on outside of our control. And I thought that in itself, for all of us, but particularly for Mama Totos, and I have to say things are looking up for Mama Totos, which is really nice. But I just thought we might do a practice today and use the affirmation "I am held" as the way of anchoring yourself back in. So each time the mind drifts and wanders, you'll come back to the breath and you can just say to yourself gently, "I am held." I'll remind you at the beginning, we'll use that little affirmation to start. So what I'd like you first to do is to get comfortable, to make sure that you, if you need to make any adjustments, do. You'll be using the Chin or Gyan Mudra today. So the Chin Mudra is having thumb and index finger together like so, or you can roll the index finger into the base of the thumb. So Chin Mudra is either of those with the palms facing up, resting on your lap, or Gyan Mudra is either of those with the hands turned down. So just a little tip with the Chin Mudra. I tend to use Chin Mudra if I'm feeling a little in, like a little dark or a little deep inside. I tend to use Chin to help me come out. And if I'm feeling a little bit out there, I use Gyan with the hands turned down to bring me in. So they both have a very, very subtle difference in their use. But also you may even notice that it's a really beautiful, very subtle but valuable part to bring into the practice of meditation. So resting your hands in Chin or Gyan Mudra and closing your eyes gently, being aware of your spine upright and straight. And turn your attention to your breath. And take a moment now to dedicate your practice to the Mama Totos around the world who are pregnant, birthing, holding their babies, and a little isolated or very isolated at the moment, missing out on a lot of the support they might normally have. One thing I like to let mamas know is that everything that they need is inside of them. And it's the same for all of us. A little quote for you. As you sit here, remember that your very nature is that of the divine, that your soul is calm and peaceful. And if by chance you have forgotten and lost your way, today, begin the journey home. Let us begin by asking for access to our awareness. Sitting comfortably with your head, neck, and spine aligned. Let yourself settle, making sure that you are sitting straight, being aware of your body, being aware of your whole body. Settle all tension that you feel and let softness fall through you and surround you. Feel yourself grounded on the earth. Feel the entirety of your awareness encompassing your body, your seat, your breathing. Have a sense of your surroundings and at the same time, keeping your awareness on your seat. What is below you, the earth supporting you. Settle even more and let yourself feel grounded and safe and held. Focus in on your breath and its gentle and natural rhythm. Be aware of the stillness. Stillness and spaciousness and support. Be aware of stillness. And now quietly whispering to yourself, I am held. I am held. I am held. Let the affirmation float through your meditation. If you drift off, then bring yourself back and remember, I am held. And now taking a few longer breaths with no effort, be expansive and open to the breath energy. Feeling the in-breath move right into your belly and the out-breath rise back up and fall out. Feel the nourishment and support of each deep breath. follow the exhalation deeply and inhale naturally. Exhale completely. Inhale naturally. Feel the movement as you breathe. Feel the breath. Exhale completely. And then inhale. Breathing smoothly, quietly, slowly, with no pauses between breaths. Be aware of the in-breath moving all the way down into your belly. The out-breath rise back up and fall out. Feel the nourishment and support of each and every deep breath. Feel the breath and groundedness. Bring your attention to your spine. Imagine that you are exhaling from the crown of the head to the base of the spine. Imagine that you are inhaling from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. Imagine a stream of energy flowing down and flowing up. This energy may have a color or have a quality that you see or feel. Exhale from the crown of the head to the base of the spine. Inhale from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. Exhale down. Inhale up. Slowly, smoothly, quietly. No pauses between breaths. Exhale down, inhale up, slowly, smoothly. Take your awareness now to the feeling of the breath at the bridge of the nostrils. Feel the flow of air, the cognitive sense of touch, allowing your attention to remain at the bridge of the nostrils, neither wandering left or right, nor up or down. Gently focus on the feel of the flow of the breath. Feel the flow of the breath in the left nostril. In the left nostril only. Feel the flow of the breath in the right nostril. In the right nostril only. Be aware of the breath moving in the left nostril. Be aware of the breath moving in the right nostril. Be aware of the breath in the left nostril. Be aware of the breath in the right nostril. Be aware of the breath in both nostrils together. Staying with the breath and allowing the breath to be slow and smooth and silent. No pauses in the breath. Let the exchange between the in-breath and the out-breath be imperceptible. So light and so soft that there is no pause, just one eternal breath moving through you. Allow your mind to be free of words. Only observing the flow of the breath. Allow any thoughts, emotions, sensations, images, or impressions to come, but let them go. Have an attitude that no thought will disturb me. Observe the breath. If a good thought comes, I will not be disturbed. If a bad thought comes, I will not be disturbed. Let the thoughts come, let them all come, but let them go. Find your attention laying back on the breath, the eternal breath, imperceptible, soft, flowing. allow your attention to drop softly into the heart space. Or you're welcome to remain with the feel of the eternal breath. Listening into the silence for the source of all sound. Look into the space for the source of all light. And then settle into the heart space, that one object of meditation, gently focusing with no wandering of attention, either left or right, nor up or down. Stay in the space of the heart. Going deep into the stillness and silence and observe. Gentle, soft focus. Gentle observation. be aware of the quietness of the mind. Be aware of the smoothness of the breath. Be aware of the stillness of the body. Remaining aware of the quietness of the mind. And remaining aware of the smoothness of the breath. Remaining aware of the stillness of the body. And remaining aware of the feelings of stillness, spaciousness, and support. I am held. I am held. I am held. Nothing which you are to perceive in this world equals the power of your fragility. You open always, petal by petal. When you're ready now, start to expand your awareness outside of yourself, remembering where you are. Begin to deepen the breath. And then very slowly and gently, you may open your eyes and the practice is now complete. Om Shanti. Thank you, everybody. I hope you have a beautiful day. That last quote was from E.E. Cummings. Thanks, everyone. Have a beautiful day. I'm going to have to go straight away today. My Troy's got to go off to work, so I've got to help him get going. So thanks for joining me, everybody. Lots of love. See you Friday, hopefully.